You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Obey the guideline and to listen to Hashem. There's an assurance that five Yehudi can defeat 100 enemies, and also 100 Yehudi could vanish 10,000 enemies. So here the mathematics, the calculator is kind of doesn't make sense, because if five can get rid of 100, so that means how many times more?
20.
So now if you have 100, so how many should the defeat?
100.
No.
2,000.
So if five can get rid of 100, so 100 could get rid of 2,000. But here he says no. 100 can get rid of 10,000.
So it would be a cover of.
Why? What happened? Right, but how does the formula works?
When you united, you go above the nature, so you cannot go with the calculation.
United?
Yeah. And when they get united 100,
this is the
power becomes above the nature.
So Rashi HaKadosh, right? Rashi HaKadosh explains that. They had a chorke. There was the chorke, by the good and old style calculator. The way the Jewish chorke works, Rashi HaKadosh says, when minority do the mitzvah, it's not as great as when the majority do the mitzvah. So when the majority, they have a harmony to do the mitzvah together, so the positive force becomes dynamic. That's how it works. So five is able to defeat 100. But when it becomes 100, so that means if you have another 95 that join the five, so then the force that they create is extremely greater. It's all the same, right? It's the same. Yeah, from 10 and up, it's exactly the same.
But there was something about 100. When it comes over 90, it comes 100. It was something extra. But no, covered up. I recall when we read it that when it's 100.
No, the Gemara discusses, but anyway, the halakha, that's what we hold. So now here, the question is, well, how come the 95, they're not joining the 5? So if they know there's such a force, if the 5 becomes 100, so then the force becomes 100 times more. Instead of 20, becomes 100, right?
Yes.
Because 100 defeats 10,000. So which is better, to have 20 times more or 100 times more? Obviously 100. So why the other 95 might hesitate to join the fight?
They were going to different synagogues.
That's true. But still, it'd be okay. Because as we see this week, we had the traveling navigator. We have three tribes on each side. So they had such a discipline, like where to camp, and how to travel, but that'll be okay. That'll be fine. We have a Zohar. It's an interesting, powerful Zohar. It says, if Kenishta Echad, that means a one gathering, like let's say one Beit Knesset, if they have all one purpose in that group, for sure they bring Mashiach. Can you imagine this? So that means we don't have nowhere in the world that one group, they all have one intention.
That means that good luck with that Jewish
community. Isn't that something?
Unbelievable.
It's a guarantee the Zohar HaKadosh brings. The Zohar Daf Nun Chet, 58 page of the Zohar, says if Kenishta Ahad, they one group, when they have any type of tefillah that they do, they have one intention, one purpose, so then they bring the Mashiach. So obviously, we all feel, maybe I do it better, I know better than him, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's off path, and maybe his kippah is too small, machatzit ha-sheker, they call it machatzit ha-sheker, or it's too big, and all of these things. So that means the friction that causes we lose out such a force. You know what it is? 100 times instead of 20. 5 is a guarantee. And it's very interesting, we have in Navi,
one to one?
No, one obviously, if 5 can do 100, so one has some power, but not as big as the 5. Because the more it accumulates, so that the force becomes greater. That's how it works. It's very interesting, we have interesting point that the Melech Shalom, when he accepted to go and defeat the Goliath, he was the enemy of Amistayim and made a lot of trouble. As Shaul promised him that he's going to give his daughter to him and so on. So here he says that David HaMelech threw his, what is it called?
Slingshot.
The slingshot, and then went through the iron, the forehead of the Goliath. And then he fell right in front of his feet. So here, the wonder, when you hit somebody in the forehead, there's no doubt that he's going to fall backward. I mean, if you hit him in the stomach or leg, he might or not, back or forth. But forehead for sure. But he felt right in front of his feet. So here, they see an interesting point. So Ribono Shel Olam told David HaMelech Shalom, you know how tall Goliath was? You heard?
Very tall.
3 meters. Sorry? 6 amma.
6 amma.
Yeah. 3 meters. And then, so Hashem told them, I'm saving you 12 meters because you have to back and forth. Because he had to bring evidence to Shaul that he killed him. So he has to bring some evidence. So he has to walk to his head and then come back. So Hashem said, I'm going to save you some time. Instead of you walk up and down, I'm going to make him to fall right in front of your feet. So even though I hit him on the forehead, so he fell forward, not backward. So here, the Torah also has promised us, when you follow the path of Ribono Shel Olam, you see all the Azayim people, they fall right in front of your feet. So that means, if you're having difficulty with them, there's something very, very wrong as far as how you create harmony together. Unless, what's the big deal? You send 100 people, and then you see 10,000 people, they They vanished according to the promise that we have. It was an interesting story about a substitute teacher that had to examine the class because the teacher couldn't show up. So I gave him time that in 45 minutes, you have to hand in your test. After 45 minutes, I'm going to turn off the light and I'm not going to accept your papers anymore. So one of the kids was a little slow. He came a little bit late. So the substitute told him, no, I cannot accept your exam. So what do you mean? So no, that's what I ruled and that's it. So the kid says, you know who I am? I said, no, I don't know who you are. So you know my name? I said, no, I don't know your name. So he stuck the paper right in the middle of the stack of the paper. He said, go find it.
That's what the Jewish
kid. So now here, as long as you let your gava come down and you set yourself among other your fellow Jew, they can never find you. But if you step out and say, oh, I know better, I'm this, I'm that, you know, you don't know nothing, so then you're going to be caught. They're not going to accept your exam. But if you just insert yourself right between Kol Kehal Yisrael, so then you're safe, you're protected. Shashem is like, you know, first of all, to hand your papers first, you know, on time. But if you didn't, but just put it right in. B'zad Hashem, niskevi Yeshu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.